You're listening to the Sandspans Network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research, so you don't have to. I am Joel.
I am Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in Agatha All Along?
Tricked us with the titles. They said it's Multiverse of Agatha or whatever.
And then they said it's actually Witches Be Gone.
And then it was
House the Lion, the Witch, and the Agatha's Wardrobe.
Yeah,
House of Harkness.
Yes,
House of
that's
Harkness.
Right.
That was one.
Then it was Harkness Asylum. Then it was
anyway. So oh, it turns out that all of that was marketing because things have gone a bit spooky ooky.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
In it's Halloween fake, time in Marvel Town.
In Marvel Town and also in fake Wanda Village that I can't remember the name of. New?
Let's say Detroit,
town?
Illinois.
New Haven? Haven Town? It's called Haven, right? Because it's a haven for her?
Yeah. Anyway.
No one can tell.
Yeah, no one knows.
The start of the trailer dropped, and the show's called Agatha All Along, which Marvel are cleverly being like, hey, those titles, that was actually just in the show. But I honestly think the first two were legitimate.
Too.
Anyway, it's called Agatha All Along now. Trailers come out, start of the trailer. Oh my god, it's an episode of CSI.
Yeah, police procedural.
CSI
witches.
Oh my
god, this witch died. Who did it? Was it that group of witch hunters?
Yeah, I don't know. And then Agatha's looking at the body, and who should turn up at Aubrey Plaza? And she says, hey, you're a witch, idiot.
Yeah, remember when you were witch?
And
she's like,
oh, fuck, I was.
Yeah, because we get a W Maximoff. Who could this be?
And then... Yeah, now I guess she's got to rebuild her coven, get her powers back, kill Wanda Maximoff.
Who's already dead.
Be like, oh,
how good is that going to be?
Oh.
When she gets out and she's like, on my to-do list.
A what got dropped on her?
Yeah.
And she's, huh?
Imagine that. Just you have that list, that little checkbox. You're like, oh, complete. My God, I can have a rest.
And then she gets to say the famous line, witches... disassemble. We did it.
See, I think they might go like a deeper cut and be like, witches, no more.
Oh.
And then we get House of Witch.
House of Witch and
Marvel's House
Witch of
Witch.
Powers.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Comics are great, is all we're saying.
This trailer is surprising because for the first 30 seconds, it looks like they're filmed on a set.
Yes, that's true.
And then things go to shit.
Then everybody goes to
what?
The...
Are you telling me that weird looking demon thing look bad?
No, that's good.
I think that looked good.
There's parts of this trailer that look good.
That is
but
true.
They look
because they're filmed on. They're very clearly filmed on the whatever they call it. The preview.
No,
the vision.
The big screen. The square.
The
platform.
Ultra vision.
I think I said so many names.
No,
I've said
the
so many.
The Superdome.
That's so many
the
names.
The big
you.
Sphere.
You will
that's
not be able to remember.
The volume.
The volume.
Got it.
You can tell the back half of this trailer is all on the volume, baby.
But, okay, so. At the start,
when
she's looking at the body, that looks real.
Yeah, that's a set. And some of the shots of the coven hanging out in the house.
The house is also real.
That's a
sure,
set.
Yeah, surely.
When they're on when they're on a street, looks like shit.
Yes.
But there is clearly practical effect because there's like a horrible demon that looks like it's out of Evil Dead.
Right. Yeah.
And also it's funny to be influenced very clearly by the Evil Dead. And there's an Exorcist reference in this as well.
Yes.
But the Evil Dead references is weird because Sam Raimi made the Evil Dead and he made the movie where they kill Wanda.
Yeah,
he already
true.
Did it, but they're like, hey, remember that thing? You already saw it, probably.
Yeah. Do you think that this TV show is influenced by the Evil Dead or is it influenced by Raimi's Multiverse of Madness?
That's a very good point. If the Exorcist reference wasn't at the end of the trailer she does a spider walk,
good point.
I would say... It's Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah,
they've clearly seen at least two horror movies.
That is true.
Well, also, the creature design looks more like a character from Army of Darkness. Than
Evil Dead. That's true, actually. It doesn't have Multiverse of Madness some vibes.
With Agatha, does she actually want to kill Wanda? What was her
I'm guessing. Here's what.
Remind me again. What happened?
She wants Wanda's Mondo Big Buck
She wants to be the
She Scarlet wants Witch. To be the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, because the Scarlet Witch is the best witch you can be.
Yeah.
And okay. It's the, because she's the witch. Is there some shit where it's like she's always the same across
multiverses
or something? No. Or like all the power for, there's some shit about like, that.
At the start of WandaVision, and I will probably misremember this a little bit, but hopefully I remember enough to make one of you remember.
I thought you were going to say to reprimand you.
No.
Yeah.
And listeners, do not hold me to that, because this will not remind either of anyone. Uh-huh. Anyway, there's the thing where the coven try to kill Agatha because she's too powerful.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
And they fear her, and then she sucks all of their juice in.
That's right.
And she wants to suck in Wanda's juice to become the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Right. And the show is like, oh, it was Agatha manipulating this all along. Yeah. Just kidding. No, it was always Wanda.
Yeah.
Because she was dealing with grief.
The song that Agatha sings is wrong.
Yeah,
I guess.
Wasn't it Agatha doing it all? But she's really, really just underestimated Wanda completely.
Yeah, maybe.
Wasn't it Agatha? Like, because she tried to kind of do a lot of the stuff to get
the Scarlet Witch powers
to be
unlock.
Like, come on, do your little Scarlet powers, then I'll suck you off, vacuum mode, and then she's like, oh no, I bit off more than I could chew.
I'm trapped in the 50s.
You know what? Actually, that does sound right.
It's crazy because that was like one of the West Marvel
Haven?
TV shows.
Is that what it's
was
called?
Good, and I forget it. Yeah,
oh, maybe. Look, that sounds familiar, but again, you've said it with enough like confidence, but with a twinge of doubt. But I want to like, no, you're right.
Yeah.
So let's say yes.
Let's say it was West Haven.
Yeah.
West Haverbrook.
No, that's where the monorail goes.
Never mind. So, do you think she's still trying to suck? I mean, Wanda is dead, but do you think she's still trying to suck off Wanda's powers?
I'm guessing because Marvel are Marvel, and they're not going to make a bad guy the hero of a show.
Mm.
I think the. Name one thing where the villain has stayed.
No, as
a
in,
villain.
Like, is Agatha going. As in, like, sorry, were you doing, like, an Agatha's going to be the hero? Or
yeah.
Are going to be, like.
Yeah. Agatha. Okay. We'll have a face turn in the first episode.
Well,
maybe not the first episode. Let's say at least by halfway through.
Yeah. If I had to make a prediction, it's that as Agatha is trying to, whatever, achieve her goal, either there's an outside villain or one of her coven does it in an evil way, and Agatha...
You think they're casting Aubrey Plaza just to be a co-star to Agatha? You think she's just going to be like, I'm the second in charge, witch. Thanks for having me.
I know we're like very early on in the episode, but my swing for the fence here is that Aubrey Plaza is going to be playing... Aubrey Plaza.
Feed me!
Yeah. She's going to be playing the Shadow King, and it's going to like link in Legion, the TV series, into this as well. Marvel are going to have their cake and eat it too.
Well, I guess that kind of makes sense because Fox is now owned by Marvel.
Yeah. So this is just kind of like a. Oh,
they should tie it into Fargo as well.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, they should. I agree.
Yeah.
But yeah, I reckon that's like the Shadow King. It's going to be like, oh, yeah, it's going to be maybe like a. Some sort of witch thing, but it's just going to be like, oh, yeah, this is just like an evil entity that is trying to also just gain power and get back into the material world.
Wish I
Maybe
watched.
They're just trapped. Well, because she's trapped in the astral plane?
Whom? She's trapped in the.
Agatha.
She's stuck in the village.
She's stuck in the village or is she stuck in like her own mind?
She's stuck in her own mind.
I think she's stuck in her own mind.
Because Wanda's like, hey, here's punishment.
Yeah, and she frees the rest of the village.
Yeah.
West Haverbrook or whatever.
Yeah. Is all of this in Agatha's head?
That's what I'm saying.
That seems bold.
Stupid.
Well, this could again, or at least maybe a part of it is, but if that is the case, maybe it's like, yes, trapped in her own head, and then maybe not really because it's actually
being
trapped
John
in
Malkovich.
The astral plane.
Okay.
And so this is like maybe Marvel trying to be like, and now we're doing Professor Xavier Mind Palace.
We're falling into the same trap Professor that everyone Xavier did with WandaVision. Do we think that
Mephisto?
Mephisto.
No.
Aubrey Plaza's playing Mephisto. Lock it in.
Yes.
I don't know.
I think about they could do. This is the trap in her own mind. Therefore, it's like the astral plane. Therefore, it could be the Shadow King being like.
Oh, yeah.
This person's powerful. Let's try and use that to, like, possess them so we can do other biz.
And then I think at the end, Agatha is going to defeat her in her own mind and
then
wake up. Because I think that, I agree, Dushar, I don't think they're ever going to be like, this bad guy is the protagonist of our Marvel series.
Oh, you know.
And she's bad. But I could see them being like, she's an anti-hero.
Yes.
Sandy.
Yes.
She's an anti-hero, Sandy.
She'd be flying. Holy shit, she's a witch.
An alternate version of Greece where Danny Danny is a huge comic book guy. Funny. Let me tell you about Spider-Man, Sandy. He's got a spider sense.
Why does your Danny sound like he's on the verge of tears every time?
He just loves Spider-Man that much. Sandy. He's a good guy, even though he's poor.
Sandy, do you understand? He lost his Uncle Sandy.
His Uncle Sandy? Killed in a car.
Wella, wella, wella.
Tell me more. Did he catch that burglar?
Oh, I didn't know you were such a big nerd. Never mind. Yuck.
Yeah, Rizzo.
Oh, gross, man.
Rizzo, why would you set me up with this guy? That's not what happens in Greece. They meet on the beach.
They do. In Australia. Is he gone to...
No, because she's...
No, in the summer holidays, has Danny gone to Australia? Because he's surprised to see Sandy.
No, because why would Danny go to Australia and then both of them come back, go to the same high school?
No,
because
I think she's Australian. Yeah. He met her there, and then it was just a sheer coincidence. She's moved to... No, because she knows the Pink Ladies. What the fuck is going on at the start of Greece?
Maybe they went to Miami Beach.
Yeah, I think they're just at an American beach.
Yeah.
And then she comes to... She's not an exchange student.
No.
She's like fully moved to, what do they call it? Not Riverdale High. That's where Archie lives.
Yeah.
Something.
Thought I was.
Duskin? No, where are we looking here? Like Duskendale? No, that's Westeros.
Who the hell? What the hell?
So,
North Haverbrook?
Yeah. Maybe.
I thought I was onto something because it's like the summer of 1958, local boy Danny Zuko and vacationing Australian, and I saw vacationing and Australia. I was like, oh! No, it doesn't say.
Okay.
Zuko's a good name.
Zuko's a great name, dude.
Danny Zuko. But Zuko's also the name of that guy from that show I haven't seen that everyone loves. Avatar.
Oh, yes.
He's the firebender, right?
It'd be good if they replaced Zuko in Avatar, the Last Airbender, with Danny Zuko.
Mm.
Hey! Sora! He's a mastery of all elements.
I mean, he's always him on the verge of tears in most scenes would make sense.
You gotta unite the elemental kingdoms, Aang.
Aang, my daddy hates me.
We now down to like I don't know, Jimmy Stewart.
You gotta unite all the kingdoms.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Sandy. I'm just trying to make the bank stay afloat. It's a Wonderful Life reference. They're coming thick and fast in this episode.
It's good stuff.
Right, so Agatha all along.
So do you think do you think it's going to take place completely in her head?
Is that because or at least the start is where they go when she's doing the procedural. But I think it needs to be you're breaking out, or it's going to be you're trapped in your own head.
Do you want the premise?
No.
We'll answer a couple of questions that we have.
All right.
At the end of the miniseries WandaVision in brackets, 2021.
So long ago.
The witch, Agatha Harkness, was trapped in the town of Westview, New Jersey. She's trapped in her head.
Yeah.
Because the town's free. Yeah. What shenanigans?
No, but maybe they're the town's free, but she believes she's a normal person.
Is it
the town
is free, but there's a bubble over it, which only has a person,
and if you go through it twice, you become a Captain Marvel.
Yeah. But you go through it once, you're trapped in the
Captain Marvel. WandaVision town. Yeah. West Haverbrook.
And then if you go through it twice, you become a photon.
Vague photon powers.
Yeah. Then you go through it again, and you go to Beast World.
Yeah. In Agatha All Along, she escapes with the help of a goth teen who wishes to face the trials of the legendary Witch's Road. That's probably the road that looks like shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, the goth teen is Wiccan. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't really look like a goth, but that's fine.
Maybe that was... Was it? Because he had painted nails. That's all it takes.
So does our friend Adam Carnivale.
Famous goth.
Maybe I don't know what a goth is.
I'm pretty sure he's also because they've given him.
What's a Visigoth? Yeah. That was.
Those were the guys that took over Europe.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
They've gone for the 90s goth thing where it's he's wearing a necklace and maybe some eye makeup and he's got dark hair and painted nails.
Baggy, droopy, It's kind of more goth style, I guess, yeah. More goth. Now that's something.
More goth. Now that's a lad, isn't it?
Without her magical powers, without her magical powers, Harkness and the teen form a new coven of witches to face the trials with.
Okay. That's not at all what we were saying.
Okay.
So they break out of the mind.
My prediction would
be... Wiccan's also trapped in the town because he's not real.
Yes, that is true.
Unless... No.
Wiccan's not real.
Because Wiccan's WandaVision's baby.
Yeah, who's not real.
Yeah.
Unless this is a multiverse thing,
then
in which case he is real. No, he doesn't become real.
No, he become... He stay fake.
Because if he become... if he become real...
Comic, he become real.
Yeah. But if he become real in the movies and the TVs...
Yeah.
Then Wanda doesn't need to go bananas because her kids are alive for real.
They should have called Multiverse of Madness Wanda Goes Bananas. That's a much better title.
Wonder if Doctor we're gonna Strange get... and the Wanda Maximoff Goes Bananas.
Yeah. Wonder if we're going to get Speed as well. Probably not.
No, I don't reckon.
Will we get Johnny Boner? Ralph Boner?
Maybe.
Which
Maybe.
Is funny because... I went for a fake name.
So close. Similar.
That's the best joke Marvel have ever pulled.
It really, it's a spectacular.
Hey, you think this is Quicksilver from the X-Men?
Motherfucker, meet Johnny Boner.
It's Ralph Boner. Just some guy we know.
My favorite one is that they, when the interview or whatever afterwards, they're like, yeah, we thought it was funny. Not many other people did.
I don't know if everyone else
creators
got
of WandaVision, we were there with you. We think it's funny too.
Baseless speculation gets the joke. That's a good soundbite you can just use
whenever you want. Okay, so all right.
I would imagine I would imagine that the first episode is the only episode where Agatha is like, what's
in
going
television.
On? And in television and in Westview or whatever.
I'm doing meta speculation.
Whoa.
It's a 2-episode premiere.
Okay.
So the first, they'll do the same as WandaVision.
Yep.
The first 2 episodes, she's like, I'm in the fucking television. Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Or I'm
in what I think is real. Oh, shit, I'm in the fucking television.
I kind
of... Join me for episode 3 where
I'm out of the television. I don't reckon she'll be in the television. I think it'll be like everyone else in Westview or whatever is normal guy.
Yeah.
And she just thinks she's a person in that town.
Okay.
But she is brainwashed by Wanda.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
So I don't think she's going to necessarily... I think
so.
It's everyone else
name?
Is real. Huh?
What's her fake name? At the start of,
I don't remember.
Because it's not Agatha Harkness, I don't think.
No, but it's something, it might be another AH name, like she's got the same.
So you're saying...
I wanted to say Margot Roberts, but that's basically Margot Robbie.
So with the CSI witch.
Yeah.
So what is actually then, what is happening?
I believe that the person who's died is a witch or...
So all of that is real. Agatha just doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
That's my belief.
So there is a dead body. Mm-hmm. She's in the police force of that town.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, she a police lady.
Yes. She just works for the
cops. She's a detective or whatever. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, okay, I've got that memory for some reason implanted for like, yeah, this is my career and this is what I'm doing.
And
I'm going to build on top of that and say that she's really good at deduction because she is a witch, but she doesn't know she's a witch. She just thinks she's really like clever.
But doesn't she not have powers anymore?
Yeah, but well, no.
Well, but she's still got like,
I
dig it.
What powers? And then she'll touch like the gun and get like a vision of them shooting. Like, it was Ralph Boner.
Is it kind of like Patricia Arquette in that TV series where she was more like a consultant to the police? Where
medium? Yeah.
Ghost Whisperer?
No, that's a different one.
That's a different one with Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Get out of this house. Fuck off, ghost. Ghost.
Maybe her husband dies, but she doesn't realize it, I think.
That's a Sixth Sense, but reverse.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
That happens with Ghost Whisperer.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Okay,
anyway,
so her husband dies and she doesn't know she's dead. But in The Sixth Sense, the husband dies and he doesn't know he's dead.
Well, the husband dies and I think she just, like, she can, like, talk to him, but she doesn't realize until, like, you know, a bit later that, oh, wait, hang on, you know how I'm a ghost whisperer? Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, this makes sense ghosts. Now.
Anyway, medium, what a good time. That's the other one with Patricia Arquette.
Yeah,
so is she like a medium type?
I think she'll be a cop, but she'll have, I think she might be right. She might have, like,
She's got a real
sixth sense for figuring out who killed the guy.
Yeah.
And then I think the dead body will be in some way like...
What if it's Speed?
Yeah, it could be speed, or it could be, like, killed by witches. They get the telltale signs of a witch murder, you stabbed with a broom or
it's on fire.
You got the claw mark, I guess. They've been digging in.
Oh, that's true. So there'll be some occult something there, and then Agatha will be like, for some reason, this is familiar, and then that's when Aubrey Plaza will turn up.
He'd be like, hey, guess why? That's familiar, idiot. You're a witch. Yeah. She'd be like, huh?
Which I think is a shame. And then I think after there's that two-episode opening where it's like, we got to figure it out. I think that'll be my prediction is that'll be the most engaging part of the show.
That's a good prediction.
And then when we get out of that, it'll be like, oh, well. Okay. We've lost the, like, interesting, unique premise.
My favorite part of the show is when Ralph Boner turns up and they double down.
And he's got a boner.
And he's wearing a hat that's got a dick on it.
They're like, what is your job? Having boners. Someone's going to
local fluffer.
Local self-fluffer.
Someone's got to do it.
Who's paying you? The government. Why?
That's just Social Security, right? In a way, I'm getting paid.
In a way, I'm getting paid to self-fluff.
Hey, that's awesome. Yeah. If you're unemployed but on unemployment bonuses and you jack off your dick all day, you're getting paid to jack
off
your dick.
That is really cool.
But then they ask for how many jobs you've applied for. You say none.
Hand job count? <They're> like, to myself?
Hand job bracket self.
Times 20.
No, sir, that does not count.
And we're cutting your benefits.
Man.
Damn.
Can't cut my benefit just because I'm jacking off.
That's so rude of
everybody. No. You see, if that's the only thing you're
doing... Why is the government policing my jacking off?
I
should be able to jack off without the government breathing down my neck.
I hate this police state.
When did we change this goddamn nanny state? Why let me touch my beautiful dick and nuts?
I'm going to stop reporting how many times I jack off.
Yeah, what do you think about the government?
Please,
we don't ask for that information.
You kept asking. I don't know.
You asked me for jobs.
I'm gonna remember
jobs
this when I head to the voting polls.
What? Mark my words.
Did you mean polls or voting booth? No, voting polls.
The polls that you go through to vote. What?
I love this man. So do we think maybe, I have this for an idea.
Yeah.
All right, so she's trapped in this town.
New Jersey. Mm-hmm.
The town is fine, whatever, but like she just thinks she's now part of it or whatever.
Yeah.
Dead witch or person that died doing witchcraft stuff. Yeah. And then, of course, we've got this whole coven there. Do we think the reason why maybe the coven is there is like, oh, it's because of the Scarlet Witch was here. And then she's kind of left like a imprint or a lasting mark. And now this is almost like hallowed ground.
A post-witch glow.
Yeah.
And that's like kind of like how, you know, moths are drawn to a flame. Yeah. Us witches are drawn to
Westbrook. Well, Agatha has that hole in her house that she does the witchcraft in anyway. So there's like a... You know, remember at the start of the last episode,
oh, no. That they go under her house. And she's at the dark home.
Yeah.
And also two flies.
And maybe a pentagram on the ground.
And a toad.
And a toad, yeah. Maybe.
Does she have a toad?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
She got a broom? She a witch on a broom?
I will say, speaking of brooms, I will say...
She flies at the end.
The idea of having... you see the shot in the trailer a couple of times. Witches on broomsticks flying silhouetted against a moon. I think that's awesome.
Brother, you will love the television series Bewitched.
Every time the opening happens. Whoa! They're doing the thing!
They should make this TV show a movie starring Nicole Kidman and Will Ferrell.
Did not do well.
But I think I like how hokey that is, and I like that they did it in this. I think that's fun.
Do you think if you're rebooting the movie, the television series Bewitched into a movie, do you think you make a movie that is just that, or do you make a movie that is they're making the TV show Bewitched, but then the couple that are playing the witch in the TV show Bewitched are real witches.
And it's a reboot of the TV show, right?
I would have probably just done like, retelling. This is a witch married to like a lad.
You should have been in Hollywood when they decided to do the second day.
That was a crazy decision. Yeah. Who's that for?
I reckon if they do that now, people go crazy for it. Yeah, they go, this is the smartest movie I've ever seen.
Are we sure that like scripts weren't written by like, AI earlier than we think?
No, because AI wouldn't do that metal. AI would be like, we've taken all the episodes of Bewitched and we've shit out a generic plot.
Full of only front-facing sort of mid-shots of the characters' faces.
Saying what they're doing. I'm doing magic now. I'm Rick and I'm going to space. She made it to
Darren.
Darren!
And you're thinking of I Dream of Jeannie, the far superior show.
Who? Which one's an astronaut? Rick or Darren? Daryl.
Whoever is in I Dream of Jeannie.
Wait,
which
Darren.
Because he goes had two Darrens.
The two Darrens. They recast Darren.
I think that was Bewitched.
Yeah.
Space astronaut.
Rick.
Also Rick.
Rick? Rick. Who's, so I Dream of Jeannie and Bewitched.
Yeah. Yes.
They both have husbands who are like, you're a what?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure the story of the astronaut of I Dream of Jeannie is that he was in space and then he was landing and he landed on a desert island. And on the desert island, there was a lamp that he robbed. And then he met his genie.
That's
wife.
Better than what I thought where that was going, which is he went up to space and on the moon there was a lamp.
I rubbed a lamp.
And it was like,
I wish.
I grant you three wishes. The first wish is like, I wish I could breathe in space.
I like the idea of the previous person being like, and the genie's like, what's your third wish? And you're like, I wish you were on the moon where no one could get you. And
good
I'm the
wish.
Last man to ever have wishes.
That's a great wish.
Genie's got to do it.
Ruin that genie's day.
It's so funny wrecking a genie's life. It's one of the best things you can do, dude.
Okay.
This really is.
It's really funny. They got to do what you say.
You know what, genie, for my last wish? I wish for you and this lamp to end up on Jupiter.
Jupiter. I wish you were on Jupiter where no one could ever touch you. And if somebody comes within 10 meters of you, you disappear to another planet, not Earth.
Yeah, like, okay, my first wish is for your lamp to be unrubbable.
Yeah, and underground. I wish, Genie, you lived in the core of the earth and could never leave. See ya.
So.
Best thing to do with three wishes.
It's good stuff.
Captain Tony Nelson. Yeah, he was in space and they crashed on. You're right. Yeah.
So that was okay.
He's a hunk, dude. Captain Tony Nelson, he's very attractive.
And then he finds a bottle that rolls around and he rubs it and then he wishes. His first wish is the genie speaks English because she speaks Persian.
That makes sense. She doesn't look Persian.
I guess. Like, I don't know, because you'd be taking on like a more pleasing form for.
Oh yeah, that's true.
The astronaut. I don't know how genie work.
Yeah, I don't know either. They seem like. I always thought that the genie couple seemed like a happier couple.
She had a mother that came to visit often.
No, that's
Bewitched.
That's Bewitched. There were other genies that came.
Shouldn't have. I guess they should have a mother.
Well, I think other genies did come to the I Dream of Genie household, but.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. So, which was
Darren.
Darren,
two Darrens.
See?
Two actors.
Yeah.
Dick York. And Dick Sargent. Two of the best
Darrens,
names
two Dicks
in the world.
Did they recast as in like, oh yeah, this, or did it, was it like a got divorced and then married another Darren?
No, recast.
Okay, fair enough.
So Dick York was sick
for
the last three seasons, so they replaced him with Dick Sargent. God, imagine my name was Dick Sargent.
Fuck,
Richard Sargent?
Richard Sargent?
Mm-hmm.
Dick Sargent.
Do you think our names, because like obviously Dick, funny name, it's like a penis, but it's also such a strong name.
Yeah.
Dick Dusha?
Oh
my, you gotta be solving mysteries.
Yeah.
Like another Dick Dusha mystery.
I think
Dick
the name,
Zammit?
The, like, wow. with Dick, you have to own it so early in life.
Yeah, it's
that
true.
You just have to have so much
you don't
confidence.
Here's the thing. You don't, because as a kid, Richie.
Yeah, but from Richie to Dick.
I get it. So your name is Richard.
Richard. Dick.
Yeah. Richard.
Jitchard. Dickshard.
Dick Chard.
Dickard.
Dickie.
Dickie.
Lil Dickie.
Dickie Dusha.
Dickie Dusha. Now I'm a comical doctor.
Yeah.
Dr. Dickie Dusha.
Dickie Dusha.
I guess,
Dick.
Yeah, there's a lot of facets with Richard.
Yeah.
If you know, your name is Richard, and it's like, okay, whatever. It's kind of like, you know, Rich, you're like, yeah. But you can go Richie. But if people start calling you Dick, or you own, like, Dick.
Yeah.
Like, that's a confidence. Like, you need power
it's
and confidence,
power.
Like, from the word go to
I think
own that.
I think a real risk with Richard is that Richard can become Richie, and then Richie, if you're not careful, can become Ricky.
Whoa.
Ricky Dusha, I do not want to know. Richie Dusha, I'm across it. Dickie Dusha, same difference.
Yeah.
Richard Zammit, great name. Richie Zammit, not as good. Richard Bailey, terrible.
Whereas Dick
Richard Bailey sells car insurance. Yeah.
Dick Bailey?
Dick Bailey? That's a famous pervert. International lovemaker, Dick Bailey.
I think that it's really sad that in the saying, like, every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Yeah. Tom and Harry, still very common. No one's calling their baby
Dick. Dick anymore.
See, I think Dick Bailey is like a bounty hunter.
Whoa!
Oh, Dick the bounty hunter.
Dick Bailey. The bounty hunter.
Dick Bailey.
It's like, it's a name you can't just have, like, the first name.
Get me Dick Bailey.
Yeah, it's no Madonna.
Yeah,
no,
it's
true. You know, it's you got to have both.
What about Dickie Bailey?
Nah, that's a pervert. Dickie Bailey's the pervert.
That's a peep and Tom's
name. That's not a famous pervert. That's a peep and Tom pervert. That's a run-of-the-mill disgusting pervert.
You're
no
right.
One likes that. That pervert is getting cancelled straight away.
The moment he gets on Twitter first.
No one is being like, yeah. This isn't a, like, what, 5, 10 years later, everyone's like, wait a minute.
He gets on Twitter, his first
tweet.
It is Send Hole. Send Hole without the D. Maybe no E in Hall.
Yeah. Send Hole. Which makes it seem like he was so horny when he tweeted it that he wasn't even spelling it right.
And then you immediately get arrested for recreating the famous scene in Porky's where you drill a hole in the shower, but at the senior's home.
Yep, that's Dickie Bailey. Dickie Bailey is accompanied by a mugshot.
Yeah.
That's that kind of name. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We are lucky, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a real... being named Dick is a true minefield.
You get to pick your own adventure, really. Or no, others do, because they call you what
they
want to.
Yeah, exactly. So they're like, oh, Dickie. I'm like, hey, I get it, but I want a chance in life.
I was like, it's very cute, very funny now, but no.
But
give it 20 minutes and things will go bad.
I'd rather ditch it, Bailey, honestly.
Fair enough.
Ditch it, Bailey's
ditch
awesome.
Bailey? Yeah.
Ditch is good.
Am I dickin'?
Dickin' Bailey? Yeah. That's a porn star's name.
Yeah.
A bad one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Agatha.
Agatha. Okay. So, who do we think? Obviously, you're saying the Darkness King.
Shadow King.
Shadow King.
That would be a Legion crossover.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one option. But what other villains or antagonists
they be in
do we
the
think
Marvel
there are going to be in this movie?
Well, I know there's like a few different. Magic users. Because, you got Wiccan there, obviously. Yeah. But then I think there's the one with, like, the Staff of One or something like that. I think they were in the Runaways.
Okay.
There's a few people there.
Is Brother Voodoo Marvel?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if we got, like, some kind of... I mean, I don't know. It feels like back in the day you would always make these, like, predictions for what cameos you're going to get in a Marvel property.
Yeah.
But these days I just don't know if they really do that kind of the same way.
One, like, evil sorceress is, like, Morgan Le Fay.
Oh, yeah.
And like she's often used from the King Arthur times.
Mm.
That they could, you know, potentially
they could chuck
her.
I could see
one of the characters in the show is Jennifer Kale.
Mm-hmm. Who's she?
She's from the comic books.
Okay.
She's a member of the Legion of Night and the Midnight Suns.
Is Jennifer Kale? She's from Man Thing. I'm pretty sure.
She's from Man Thing.
She's been trained by the wizard Dakim. Atlantis.
Dakim the Enchanter.
Okay. Mm.
And she's also been friends with Korak and Howard the Duck.
Yeah, dude. Korak's Man-Thing's barbarian friend.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And Howard the Duck's Man-Thing's duck friend.
Yeah.
Man-Thing cameo?
Maybe.
Unlikely.
They could cross over right at the end with the Werewolf by Night fellas teams.
Yeah.
Team? Mm-hmm. Team?
Yeah, I could see that. They could do like a... Because the Witcher's Road, is that a thing in the comics? It sounds crazy.
It does sound a
bit
crazy.
But I could imagine...
But the trials of a witch or something would be the witch's trial, I should say. Also, and this is going to come as a shock, the character that Aubrey Plaza is playing is not from the comics. The name they've released, from the comics. Her name in the show apparently is Rio Vidal.
Okay. Is that a clever name that you can rearrange to be something? Rio Vidal. Evil in there? Yes.
No, there's no E.
Damn.
Vidal. With an A.
Oh, okay, I see.
There's
Eval.
Avil.
There's no E.
I'm so stupid, man. Every day I'm reminded of how stupid I am.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
I was just about to ask, is Alive in there? There's no way.
Well, there's going to be controversy. They have given Wiccan a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Well, Wiccan's gay in the comics. Yeah. Yeah.
He's married the Hulkling.
Yeah.
But that's in the comic books, and I can't read. So I'm going to post online about how much this sucks.
That is true. This is the first woke Marvel property.
But I thought we'd liked it when they stuck to the source material.
No, because when the comics went woke when this happened, they also went bankrupt.
Yeah.
I can have my cake and eat it too.
No, they went bankrupt years before this. Years. Like, decades before this.
I don't think that's
wrong.
Right.
Comics were good until they went woke, then they went bankrupt.
No! Yeah.
In the 90s when everything had heaps of pockets and was awesome, didn't go bankrupt.
Let me tell you, comics have never been good. What are you talking about? That whole argument, the premise is so wrong.
Wrong, actually. I've read heaps of comic books.
Yeah, they're all bad.
No, they're awesome. They're awesome except for when they go woke, then they suck.
Then they're bad, dude.
Look, they're always bad.
No, I don't think so. I like when Spider-Man punches a guy. That's sick.
Yeah, that's awesome.
If Spider-Man kissed a man, I'll kill myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary Jane's hot, but if they made Mary Jane not...
I'll go mode.
Yeah, or just normal.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot up the comic book world.
Yeah. How do we feel about Mary Jane hooking up with just a random guy, not Peter Parker?
No, that's... Peter's not a cock. That's fucked up.
Yeah, okay, I'm furious. Okay.
What if I'm going to keep that, though?
Like, no.
No?
I will never read a comic again, except I will.
Yeah.
How do we feel about the multiverse story where I think it's Wolverine is basically married to Hercules?
That's disgusting. Yeah. Why would they do that? That's why it's multiverse, because that's from the woke universe where they went woke and everything went
exactly.
broke.
Exactly.
Okay. But what about that universe where they're chimps?
If Luke Skywalker drinks blue milk, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Wiccan is going to have a boyfriend.
Is it going to be Hulkling? Going to be Skrull?
His name is...
I mean, if they hadn't shut
the
bed...
Character's name
so
doesn't
with
have...
the Skrulls, you would this would have been set up, which is crazy.
They really hadn't have, like ruined things so badly.
Yeah, if Secret Invasion wasn't such a big pile of shit,
you
could have had... Yeah.
They kind of forgot about it anyway when it came to Captain...
Yeah, maybe we just...
Maybe it becomes like the Eternals,
and it's just something we
forget. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, something didn't happen.
Wasn't there a big guy that came into the sky at one point?
No.
Wrong. Yeah.
I don't think so.
So, Billy's boyfriend is simply on the cast list as Billy's boyfriend.
Okay.
Could be anyone.
Could be anyone. Well, that looks fair. I'm glad they're doing Hulkling because, like, you know... Yeah, make it like, you know, let him date other people before he settles down.
If you're gonna, we're ever
to the
gonna...
worst haircut you've ever seen. Oh, no, that's not. Oh, no,
that's
wait.
Scar.
That's Scar, dude. Although that would be awesome.
To be honest, if it like the end, like, yeah, MCU to kind of like shorthand shit.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because I think it'll be so confusing for Johnny movies if they're like, and Wiccan's boyfriend is Hulkling.
But he's not a Hulk.
He's not a Hulk.
He's a Skrull.
Yeah. They'd be like, what the frick are you saying?
And to be honest, if they're still kind of vying for that young Avengers. Mm. Well, we already got the guy with the worst haircut.
Yeah.
So there's no need to introduce a Hulkling. Put him in.
It will be confusing to have two guys, one who is Hulk's son, but not named Hulkling, and one who isn't named Hulkling.
Something that all of this discussion just like really highlighted for me. Where is this going? Where is Agatha going? Because
oh, right. I was like an on-screen kiss between a CGI monstrosity with bad hair and a human goth.
No, no, no.
Like
no.
A human mall goth, sorry. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, where is this show going?
Because, this show.
Wanda is dead.
Yes.
Elizabeth Olsen has maybe burnt bridges with Marvel, or Marvel have burnt bridges with her.
Yeah.
It's the same as the Black Widow thing, where it's like, we know because of behind-the-scenes stuff that she ain't coming back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe for Secret Wars, because they're like, here's Scarlett Johansson. I don't know. Here's $4 billion. Yeah.
I was going to say, with like enough of an apology and or even just enough money, people will be like, yeah. All right.
What's Elizabeth Olsen
so, you know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm sure they could mend some bridges.
Yeah.
If they threw Disney money or it, if they, like, you know, got rid of, you know, some executives or whatever, or there's a bit of a reshuffle.
Yeah, yeah.
If they really wanted to. But, you know, will they? Hard to say. Where is this going? I think it'll just be like, yeah, right. So we've got the Road of Witches or the Witch Road, whatever the hell that is. So I guess with Wanda dead, maybe it's going to do something like, oh, yeah, the Scarlet Witch entity, like the cosmic force, or whatever it is, that like big bolt of chaos has to go somewhere, or it's like causing shit. Like, you know, left, right, and center. Yeah. So like, well, we gotta deal with that.
Yeah. Yeah, but like how, what's the climax? What's the setup?
Well, the climax is going to be a fight between
Aubrey Plaza
and Agatha. And it'll be the same as WandaVision, because Marvel, they don't learn lessons. They're bigger than lessons.
Yeah.
They're bigger than school.
Dude, I know. But like, so is the plot going to be they're going in the witch's road, they're doing the trials together, and Wiccan's doing the trials to become a witch, and Agatha's doing it to regain her powers. And in the background, Aubrey Plaza is also setting them up so that she can steal their powers in the end. Well, maybe
it's worked for you, Agatha, but I'm going to suck off your powers.
Yeah. Maybe because Wiccan is Wanda's kid.
Yeah.
They'll do some shit where
he's like the Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, like they get to the end and Aubrey Plaza's like, you've done all the trials, which I've helped you. It's Aubrey Plaza all along. And I've done all the trials and
Aubrey all along,
exactly. And now, your Scarlet Witch powers have activated, but you're in such a position where I can suck out your Scarlet Witch powers and I, Aubrey Plaza, can become the new evil Scarlet Witch. And then we never see her again until Secret Wars, where she dies.
Yeah. Unless
hit by a rock.
So you think they'll kill Agatha to end the series?
No.
Just suck her powers off and then leave her still in Westview? So she starts
She'll get her powers sucked off. I think Wiccan, who has got Scarlet Witch in him, will. Yeah. And then I think what I was saying we won't see again is that Aubrey Plaza, they'll be like, she's the new Scarlet Witch. And then we won't see Aubrey Plaza again until Secret Wars, where she will be unceremoniously killed.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be my guess.
Yeah, I kind of wish that, my hope is that they look at other kind of, you know, more interesting properties. Like Legion, for example. And even, Doctor Strange in the Megaverse or whatever.
Mega Minions.
Yeah.
Whoa. Mega Dave.
In season two, it ends with like the fight between, David and the Shadow King. It's almost like a ballad, like between themselves. And they also in other parts of that series, like they just, as opposed to just like a fight where you're flying and hurling magic at each other, it was a lot more creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in Doctor Strange, where they had that magic fight as well, with the music.
The music fight.
That was like, you know, kind of cool and neat. I don't know if we're going to see anything like that.
Noah Fawley did Fargo. Fargo.
That is true.
He did Legion.
Yeah. Yes.
And then Sam Raimi did Multiverse of Madness.
Yes.
Now, both of those, I would say, were probably given some free reign to do what they want.
Do you think
that a TV showrunner for hire who has only ever written for Black Widow?
Yeah. I think this TV show is such a weird property because I don't know if this is true, because obviously a lot of shit just comes out during production of shows. Like, they just love to say, you know, like, this line was improvised, where you're like, no, it wasn't. Of course it wasn't. Like, what are you talking about? But I remember when WandaVision was coming out, there was an interview with Catherine Hahn, and she was like, I really wanted to do a show about Agatha. And I kept pitching that show and being like, I'd love to do that show. And then the Marvel execs were like, that's a great idea. Agatha's so interesting. Let's do a show. So it's not like this was ever part of, like, a grander plan.
Okay.
That's my understanding from stuff that came out during WandaVision. And then, obviously, people stopped caring about Agatha Harkness because after that song became a meme, it stopped being a meme within, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
And so the production of this show is so weird that it's, like, it's not like it was baked into the ongoing phases from the beginning. Whatever connection it has surely is like a working backwards retrofitting to whatever grander story Marvel is trying to shit out their pants.
But is that such a bad thing if they got, you know, her being like, all right, this would be, I'm this character, I've done this kind of stuff. Hey, this is a cool idea. And then it kind of organically grows from that. That sounds a little bit nicer than just like, I don't know, plan it by PowerPoint.
Yeah.
We're going to follow this, follow this, follow
this.
Well,
I think where the struggle will come in the beginning is like, oh, let's organically tell this story. And then on the back end, Marvel being like, well, we got to turn this into a PowerPoint. But you're turning it into a PowerPoint. You know what I mean? Like, outside the grander PowerPoint. So I think it's going to do that thing where the back half of this show stinks.
Would it simply just be a hopefully, maybe, fingers crossed, standalone, where it is just kind of like, it's like a character study on Agatha. I know you're giving me both a look. It's this Agatha thing where it's kind of like, hey, look, she started
character
off.
Study,
she buddy. Was like, hey, let me.
Been to the fucking movies before?
So it's like, hey.
Have you seen a Marvel film?
Yeah,
you logged into Disney Plus every goddamn life.
Real bad.
Not even Star Wars does this anymore.
What if, though? Let me paint you a nice, maybe a picture. This could be nice.
All right.
Let me envision this. So we have
Vision. He'll probably pop up.
Yeah. Nah, he won't. Wong will though.
Wong.
What about his friend?
Kaylee or something.
Minotaur Joe.
The lady.
The lady.
They watched Sopranos together.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yeah.
His
no. No, they just watch
just
Sopranos
pals
together.
Just Soprano buddies. Penis this picture.
Starts off with Agatha being basically like, you know, stuck in Westview Hollywood or whatever it's called. Then it's like, cool, I think I'm a detective here. Like, oh, wait, no, I'm not. I'm actually this witch. Oh, shit, my memories are unlocking. And now I'm going cuckoo bananas. Yeah. And that's maybe the second episode is her basically like, fractured self, and then it has to be drawing it back together so she's a complete whole again. And in doing so, she's like realizing parts of herself are a little bit shitty.
Yeah.
And maybe there's some parts that are actually kind of nice.
Okay.
And there's like who she wants to be versus who she is versus what she could be versus like a bunch of different like facets like that.
Mm.
And then it's like, well, to be the best person I was, like I did, you know, maybe it was like a reveal was like, oh, wow, when I, the reason why I sucked off all my old witches was like, you know, they came for me, but I went to them first because I needed help, but they didn't help me. They went, you know, aggressive mode. So really, that's the problem. The problem isn't just me. I refuse to learn that lesson. The problem is actually I got to surround myself with good witches.
Okay.
And then so she tries to do that, making a coven, and then maybe the end of it is actually, no, wait, no, it's a bit of both. The problem is me and who you surround yourself with. And so if I can be the best person that I am and surround myself with and give people help and that kind of thing, then that's how we can be a force for good. Yeah.
Marvel's got to stop making TV shows. Yeah. Not because I think they're bad necessarily.
But
some of them are fine.
Yeah.
But it's because they've announced, like, Marvel currently are in a situation where they're like, hey, we haven't been making money.
Yeah.
And we love to make money.
Money's yeah, dude.
We money's used
really
to make
nice.
The most amount of money.
Yeah.
And now we make not money.
I know.
So we've announced things that you're excited for. But we keep putting in these little TV shows, but because we've already said what's coming, and you watch the TV shows, it's really, well, you don't watch the TV shows, because it's hard to get invested in Agatha when you're like, I love these movies and the story that these are telling, but what? How is that going to fit in?
Yeah.
It's a waste of my time, because I want to focus on the bigger story that you're telling.
But, like, it doesn't have to be a waste of your time, it just could be engaging and entertaining.
Yeah, but they're not going
to
give it a second season.
Yeah, that's fine, don't give it a second season.
No, but it's in, like, but
you don't have
not
to say everything, you could just be over multi, you could just be like, it's a nice little character study.
I think, well, that's, what, I think that's
thing.
But then that people was the greatest rug pull of WandaVision, right? Is that WandaVision, because that was the first Marvel TV show, and WandaVision came out, and for every episode but the last one, everybody was like, oh my God, that is what we're getting.
Yeah.
Creative TV shows set within the Marvel Universe that aren't necessarily connected to a broader story, that are very engaging in their own right. Like, even divorced from the grander Marvel storytelling, you could be like, this is a good show.
It was a good show.
You could recommend WandaVision to your friends that weren't big nerds.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they were like, oh, actually,
never mind.
Nah. Yeah. And then Loki came out, and people were like, oh, Loki's kind of doing it. It's kind of Marvel's Doctor Who. Okay.
All right.
And then it ended, and we were like, eh. And then Falcon and Winter Soldier, the third one in that first group, sort of stunk. And it was fine.
They had to cut big chunks out of it because they accidentally predicted COVID.
Yeah. Mm. But when that came out, everyone was like, oh, that's not what we're getting. So that bridge of, like, I might just watch this Marvel show because it will be good in its own right.
Yeah.
Is boomed.
Yeah.
I think it's. And then I think.
They got to stop trying to make TV shows that are just long movies.
Yeah. Like, I think.
That's the problem with Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Falcon and Winter Soldier just feels like a long movie. There's no, like, individual episode that feels different to the rest of the.
There's some cool moments, like when US agent beheads a guy and you get the Captain America shield covered in blood. That's cool.
Absolutely.
That episode's pretty good. Don't remember much else that happens in it.
Baron Zemo is pretty good.
Yeah, Baron Zemo's fun to watch.
He goes to the club.
The actor I like.
Yeah. He goes to the club and he has a dance.
Yeah. He does a big dance. That's very cool.
Yeah, yeah,
but it didn't feel
nice actor,
cohesive, and it was still like this kind of weird mess. And then you had Ms. Marvel, which we all really liked.
Yeah.
But Ms. Marvel directly connected to a movie. So... Mm.
Yeah, at the very, very end.
At the very end, like, it directly connects to the Marvels. She-Hulk was extremely different and weird, but we're never getting another She-Hulk TV. Like, when they try and do that, it doesn't do well. So I can't get... I wish that a Marvel TV show could just be, here's interesting characters.
Mm.
There are interesting stories in the comics. Mm. It happens. We can tell an interesting story and make what is just in and of itself a good TV show.
I think...
But it doesn't happen.
I know
I don't... trust them to do that.
I know that this is bald because we are part of the problem.
Yes.
But Marvel needs to stop caring what people think, I think, because they keep trying to thread the needle of this appeals to every single person on Earth, and then it appeals to no people on Earth.
Yeah, once
again. When you're making, fucking the first Iron Man or whatever, some people will be like, eh, but other people are like, oh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that now because we've had 15 years of that.
Yeah.
But, like, make a weird, trippy show and be like, this is Agatha.
Yeah.
Like what you did with WandaVision. You don't need to have a big fight.
No.
You can have a big fight, but then also you probably should have kept that series going a little bit longer, maybe a second season, so that the start of Multiverse of Madness is a bit less like, huh?
Yeah, like if you want a good trippy time, I mentioned a couple of times, but Legion, the TV series, and watch that. Like, it's a really good idea of like how it's like tied to X-Men, but not really.
And Marvel, I can hear you writing an email to Baseless Speculation saying, "Yeah, look at Legion's viewership. We fucked that. That show was despised by the end of
Don't care. Yeah. It's beautiful.
You're the only man on Earth that loved the whole show.
Nah, me and a friend of the show, Handsome Tom, we'd both love it. Shut up.
The man that every movie starts at 5 stars.
He's an optimist, and I love that. And I think I've started taking on that way of looking at films as well. And I get it. It's a beautiful way to appreciate the world. But though, he hit nail on the head there, because he said that the same thing last episode, where it's this whole kind of concept of like, who's your audience? Why is it everybody? Why can't it just be like, okay, cool, we're just going to do something trippy. Like, we're just going to do something horror-based.
Like,
we're just going to do something. We don't have to have everything hit every single person all at once.
Mm.
It's you could simply do a nice little character study about Agatha. And maybe if you really want to start, you got your Marvel MCU bullshit. It's like, whatever. The biggest takeaway there is like, okay, Wiccan is now there and he's got magic powers that's it. He's just there, good. And, like, leave it at that. You don't have to be. And then also, he's going to be in the up-and-coming Captain New World Order.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like you don't need to connect everything.
Yeah.
And since they've really done, like, an about-face where they're like, we shouldn't have done that, maybe it could be on
I think that this show was too far into production to axe, and I think that this will very much feel like the thing that they said they're not doing anymore. And because of that, it's the same way they were like, we're releasing less stuff from now on. Mm. Not counting this year, except there's less movies this year, but then next year we're back to 3 and 3.
Yeah. I think this TV show is also going to fall into my most hated of Marvel traps, where they pitch you one kind of thing, and then what you get is the same generic stuff you always get. Quantumania? You give me a show, a movie, with the title Quantumania, I am expecting like an 80s Buck Rogers, crazy, wacky, day-glow sci-fi.
Dude,
and instead you
got that.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, they did that. They delivered that. And you also got to see what's-his-name's little tiny fucked up ass.
Okay, that is true. That's the one saving grace of Quantumania.
Yeah. You know how they went little and it meant something?
But from the trailer, there's a bit where it's like, it's a bit horror. Yeah. And it's a bit camp. But I actually don't believe it'll be any of those things.
I think that they'll be... So the first two episodes will be really good.
Yes.
Lock that in. First two episodes will be great. People will be like, oh my God, because it's just going to feel like WandaVision. The start of WandaVision. Then it'll get a little crazy when Agatha's like, wait, I'm not in the TV. I was in the TV.
Yeah.
Because you see her cycling through her WandaVision appearances. That'll be fun and trippy. And yeah, there'll be some campy horror stuff. And then at the end, there'll be a big fight and it'll tie into everything. And at the end, you'll be like, oh, this series meant nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. I really wish they'd gotten like...
9 episodes, 6 will be good. Lock it in.
9 episodes?
9 episodes.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, I really kind of wish they took like inspiration from, say, you know, the Roald Dahl witches. But like, yeah, like that... It was just real gross and gnarly.
Absolutely.
It was a little bit campy, kind of, you know, it's like kind of kids, but also like nightmare fuel.
Yes, absolutely.
If you were to, you know, watch it as a child, to be like, I hate me. Don't turn me into a mouse.
When the witches took their hair off and their fingers and shit.
Disgusting.
Gross and scary.
Yes, and I wish that was the kind of vibe that, you know, this could go with.
I think especially considering this is coming out in October.
Yeah.
No, September 18.
September 18. Okay, so Halloween's passed. That's funny.
What do you mean Halloween's passed?
Isn't Halloween October 31st?
Think.
September is before October.
I'm dumb. So, forgive me.
He's dumb.
That's really hard to forgive.
Right.
Your birthday's in September.
Yeah.
You should know when September is.
Yeah, I mean,
you should just... You're a grown man. You should know the calendar anyway.
Anyway...
Does it end on Halloween?
I'm assuming it.
So lost. 2 episodes on the 18th.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because again, it's like maybe it'll like, you know, there's definitely going to be an episode around Halloween.
Well, yeah, that's because what I'm saying, like that.
So if they don't do any other double episodes, the finale will be on November 6th.
Okay.
But if they do a two-part finale.
Then it'll...
Halloween?
Wednesday, the 30th of October.
Okay. So
Halloween?
Which would be the dream, and you can kind of see that they want to... create, man, it's such a every, like, remember, you know, Werewolf by Night, obviously that came out on Halloween as well.
Yeah.
There's some desire somewhere to create like a Halloween Marvel movie that could almost become.
Do you want to hear this desire and why that's the desire? What was their last movie that got close to $1 billion? It only fell short by like 10.
Multiverse of Madness?
Yeah,
absolutely.
That made like $950 million or something like that. So
damn.
There's some desire
and then
here.
Captain Marvel made like $200 million. So yeah, they're like, oh, people want spooky.
To make something spooky, but then obviously because of this, also this desire to hit every quadrant, to make something that doesn't feel specific or direct, it means that you almost get something spooky. You almost get something campy that could become, because I imagine this is also part of the desire to be like, it's a Halloween tradition.
Yeah.
You know, every Halloween you gather around and watch Werewolf by Night. Every Halloween you gather around
I know, I do.
Yeah, me too, brother. But because they keep pulling it back, because they don't allow it to actually go to those places, it just...
Also,
great mush.
The fucking thing that annoys me is like, you can make something where I'm not the target audience.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
And I can still watch that and like it.
Yeah.
So,
there's some opinions online. I just want to recut.
Fuck. They made She-Hulk a woman. Yeah. I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. When did that happen? Hulk boy.
Big
muscles.
But, like, you can aim for, like, one particular thing.
Yeah.
Or, like, just be like, we're doing this so it appeals to these people.
Absolutely.
And then others will still watch it if it's good.
Yeah.
I know, dude.
It's infuriating.
What infuriates me often is that it's like people will enjoy this slop and will just guzzle it down.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, me in base of speculation, the boys here being like, you deserve better.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, no, this slop is good.
No, this is what I deserve.
I love this slop. And we're like, you honestly deserve so much.
People are on your side because you got to remember the last couple of Marvel movies have not made money. They've been a bomb.
People getting sick of the slop.
People,
one has to hope.
So,
Captain Marvel and two and the Marvels, I should say.
Homecoming made like $14 billion.
Yeah. Not Homecoming. No way home.
And that's slop, baby.
That's the sloppiest slop ever slopped on this slop.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, man.
They should they should learn the wrong lesson, just put Spider-Man in everything.
Yes.
Then at least people would be like, fuck
and
yeah,
Spider-Man. Yeah. No Silk.
Spider-Man All Along.
Mm. Yeah.
Captain America, Spider-Man World Order.
Yeah. Spider-America.
Yeah, that'll be a good
Deadpool,
one.
Deadpool, Wolverine, and Spider-Man.
The asterisk at the end of Thunderbolt stands for Spider-Man.
Spider-Bolts.
Thunderbolt, Spider-Man.
Thunderbolt, Spider-Man, yeah.
Spider-Bolt, Spider-Man, yeah.
Any swings for the fences of Agatha?
Man-Thing cameo, which is not a huge swing.
They've fixed the bridge with Elizabeth Olsen early and tricked me, and there will be a Wanda appearance, yeah. Or Vision, I guess. Mm. White Vision's still kicking, and they're making Vision Quest, apparently.
Yeah, he's going somewhere.
Yeah, he's got something.
They're making Vision Quest. Another funny titled thing, but
I was gonna exactly. Vision Quest sounds like it'll be crazy. Vision Quest sounds like it's going to be a one vision quest. It's going to be a psychedelic, crazy trip through Vision's digital robot brain. No, there will be a bad robot. it threatens robot kind.
Maybe it'll be Vision. Ultron. It'll be Ultron or something.
Ultron's back, baby.
Ultron's back in an old Vision body.
Yeah. Made $1 billion. James Spader's not doing much.
Exactly. And Vision.
And just a voice, dude. You can, like, do it on your phone.
We're going to bring him up.
Yeah. And we're going to say that it's a digital effect.
Yeah, exactly.
You can tell he's driving at the time.
He stops. There's a moment in the movie where Vision stops to yell at a pedestrian.
Hey, brother, I'm driving here!
Get off the road! Can't you see the lights green? Ultron!
Wait, sorry, that was a malfunction.
Yeah, Vision, I'm Ultron, right? Yeah, Vision.
My brain's gone silly. My strings are being cut.
Beep! Beep!
Hey, look, it could be good. Like, I legitimately think that at least 2/3 of this is going to be good.
Yeah,
but it's like, I'll watch it and I'll be like, this is good. But it's hard to get excited about it because I know they're going to shit their pants. Yeah. And then with those shit pants, they're going to get into my beautiful unshit bed and they're going to shit that bed.
Yeah, I agree. Some of the stuff in the trailer, I think, looks campy and fun. But I know that that's going to be... It's like a corporate campion.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel...
We're not doing this like for either an aesthetic choice or because like a stylistic thing. It's kind of like, it's a filter. It looks cool.
Exactly.
There's no thought here. It's just... We've pressed the button and that's nice.
No Marvel movie because Marvel movies purport to be a bunch of different genres, but like we always say, they're all bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever that happens, whenever they're like, Captain America New World Order is going to be like a spy thriller.
Mm.
What that means is that the executives were like, you're doing another Captain America movie and it has to be a spy thriller.
Yeah.
So this isn't someone's plan.
No.
There's no auteur here. No. There's no directorial intent.
Nope.
So... I can't get excited by what they promised.
Marvel needs to start hiring those TV executives and TV show creators that are just like floating around other networks that just have the craziest and stupidest ideas.
Yeah.
Hire the person that made the Heathers TV show that had one episode pulled in America because it was insane.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the world got to see it unedited and it's just...
It's insane.
Don't know what they were thinking, but I want that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just... Yeah. It is disappointing. And, spoilers
to the Heathers TV show.
It goes to heaven.
The whole school goes to heaven,
dude. I know.
As I said, I think my swing is that, it's a Shadow King, but ultimately probably not. And I think what we're going to have is none of this will mean anything except, I reckon, Wiccan. Wiccan will remain. And that's it.
Yeah.
Hire the guy that made that show that Jackson likes where there's the hole that goes back in time.
Hire a hole farm. What's it called?
Out of Limits.
Out of Limits! There's a hole back to Buffalo times.
And on that note, I've been Joe.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joe. Marvel, you can turn this around. Please.
We want good TV shows.
Are you going to give us 2/3 of a good TV show? And we know that, but what if it was 3/3?
What if it was a whole good TV show? What if it was a whole
where you could go back to Buffalo times? And we've been the BS.